point of 62nd of our halacha was that the Issa Arla, and it's an important yesod, the Issa Arla is chal on the fruit, not on the tree. The tree does not have an Issa Arla. If you can take an Arla tree, and if you want to plant its branch, like the Gemara has cases of planting the branch, that's okay. It's only the fruit, not the tree. And the leaf is seen as being part of the tree, not part of the fruit. That's why you can be nehenna from the fruit of a lemon tree. That's Arla. Okay. The Gemara talks about yichur shel te'ena, taking the branch of a fig tree and planting it in the ground. So you're allowed to do that. There's no isur hana. Okay, kitzur shulchan aruch. Simin mem gimel. We're talking about brachas you make during a meal. Siv gimel. If you want to eat fruit during a meal, emrol tzalecho b'toch hasuda peros. This is what we call dessert. In other words, the assumption is you're not eating fruit for sevia purposes, to become full. If you're served a dish of the meal, not for dessert, which is for mesikus, to walk away with a sweet taste, but or maybe to settle the food. But I don't know, I'm sure there are dishes that are served to fill you up that the primary ingredient is fruit. Apple kugel is a side dish, but yeah, if it's served even as a course. Or, I don't know, baked apple, I don't know. Baked apple is maybe dessert. I'm talking about something that's clearly like in the cookbooks. It wouldn't be under the dessert section. It would be under the either main, not main course, but yeah, whatever. I'm sure if you go to a restaurant, there's something that the main thing is pineapple with rice. Who knows what they think of?
I know someone who, with the first course, there's a huge fruit salad.
A huge what?
Fruit salad. If it,
you have to ask the chef. If it's an appetizer, you don't make a bracha. If it's coming to fill you up, you don't make a bracha, even if it's fruit. That's what people are used to, the idea that you make a bracha on fruit. It's only because that din is only said with the assumption that it's dessert. And on dessert, you make a bracha, even if it's shahakol, if it's ice cream. Because it's not subsidiary to the su'uda, because it's not coming to fill you up. It's not coming from the zonos. Or as a side dish to the, you can have something that's a side dish. Let's say you have the pineapple on the duck. Don't they serve pineapple? So that pineapple, you don't make a bracha on it. It's a side. It's bottled to the duck, and the duck's coming to fill you up. Or an appetizer, you never make a bracha. What? Or an appetizer, you don't make a bracha on, because again, it's bottled to the suda. But if you're eating peros below pas, again, the assumption is that it's eaten as a treat, as a dessert, not to satiate your hunger. So the assumption is it's peros. You know, nobody serves rolled tongue for dessert. Rolled tongue is for the meal. If someone serves, I mean, that's why ice cream. Ice cream is part of ice cream, or chocolates, you make a shot cold. Dessert is, but the reason is not, another mistake, it has nothing to do with whether you're expecting it or not. The point is it's not coming to satiate you. So it's not part of the su'uda in that sense that it's tafel to the bread. Okay, so they. No. You up? What would the chef? I say always ask the chef. Ask Chef Herschel. You gotta ask the. You gotta ask your wife. You gotta look at the cookbook. A lot of times we're laymen. We don't even know why it's there. We just eat it. Tastes good.
There, there.
Say, why are you eating it?
In the salad section, you don't make a bracha. If it's in the dessert section, you make a bracha.
Yeah, exactly. Assuming that it's an appetizer. I don't know, is fruit salad ever a first course? Not as an appetizer, but to fill you up?
No, I think
wait. Oh, perfect example. Fruit soup you would not make a bracha on. That's a course. It's a regular course of the meal. Very good. It writes a lecho b'toch hasuda peiros below pas. Kivan sheina peiros me'ikir hasuda. It's not part of the meal because it's not coming to satiate you. The meal is what satisfies your hunger, or a side dish to it, or an appetizer that sort of makes you hungry. That's all. You don't make a bracha on all those things. They're all batel to the pas.
What's making difference between fruit salad as an appetizer or a course? Either way, you wouldn't make a bracha.
Right, and chlamy.
Why would you ask the chef about fruit salad?
No, I meant, and either way, it's not a bracha. But if it's coming, let's say to like dessert, like for sweetness, and chalami, you're right. I meant lafuke, maybe you could start the meal with dessert also, to sweeten your taste,
like
to sweeten your palate.
Aperitif, is that what it's called when you have that?
Aperitif, what's an aperitif? Anybody know? It's a word, right. So is that...
Is that little the sorbet thing in between two... So you got, even though it's not at the end of the meal...
So what's its purpose?
To wet your appetite.
No bracha. Then you do make a bracha, Imam. You have to ask the chef. You got to ask the chef. Chef Herschel, he's the place. Kivin shein apeir mikar al suda l'chein afilu moyim anochan al hashulchan koyd b'michus hamotzi. The point that you know it's going to be served is not relevant. It's on the table when you made hamotzi. Mikol makom eino niftarin b'michus hamotzi. It's not exempted by the hamotzi because it's not subsidiary. Not tofel to the meal. The tzarchel baruch aleim bracha achrona. But big difference between bracha rishon and bracha achrona. Things either are or are not covered by the hamotzi, but virtually everything is covered by the birchas hamozon at the end. Avol bracha achrona, you don't make bar nefashos on that fruit cup at the end of the meal that you're eating for dessert. Einon tzrichin, because birchas hamozon is like a vacuum cleaner that covers everything, virtually everything. At the time of the Gemara, there was one type of thing that was served that wasn't covered by Birchas Hamazon either, but the Achronim say it's not Nogeya us. We don't have that kind we don't have that thing. Even though if you read the description, and if you ever in a chasana when they have a Viennese table, it very much sounds like a Viennese table. Like it's a whole thing in itself. Like you see these people have been gorging themselves for the last 3 hours, and you can't imagine you can eat another bite, and then everybody gets trampled. They start fighting.
Is the word satiate? I mean, I know what it means, but
to satisfy hunger.
Right, but if you go into a restaurant and the shawashim make hamotzi because they give a big basket of bread, okay, and you get an appetizer or whatever, eat that, you don't need another bracha. But let's say you fill up on the bread before your meal comes.
That's the din looks at everything during a meal as being subsidiary, if that's the right word. I'm looking for a different word, but is the what? Secondary, subordinate, that's a better word. The halacha looks at everything as subordinate to the bread, even if you don't mamash make a sandwich. Even if you finish the bread and now you're gonna.
You could have filled up and been satiated, and then meal comes and you're not really hungry.
That's for sure, but I thought you were coming from a different angle. How can you view those things as secondary to the bread? you sort of like knock the bread out of the way and like clear the table almost.
And now you eat challah and then you eat for the next 2 hours.
Speak for yourself. I keep eating challah too.
No, but the answer,
I thought that was the point you were making. And it's a good point, but I, whether you were making it or not. The answer is the halacha looks at everything as secondary to the bread. Everything is seen as tofel lapas. I don't even think they had sandwiches at the time of the Shulchan Aruch. When were they invented? I know, korech. Korech.
It's actually used instead of a plate.
Yeah, but when was it invented? When did the guy think of making a sandwich?
When actually a piece of bread
like wasn't plate. There, it's like...
Earl of Sandwich.
Yeah. Is that a joke or it's
no,
real?
No, no,
I thought that's a real thing. There was a guy, the Earl of Sandwich.
Yeah. That was the bread of food things that you eat. On the bread or just food that comes with the meal at the same time?
I'm not acquainted with what you're talking about. I'm not aware. If you find it for me, I'll admit I'm mistaken, but I don't recall what you're talking about. There is a case in halacha where it makes a difference if you eat it mamish with the bread or not. There's some like borderline thinkers. Like my father, Olav Shalom, always ate applesauce with bread. Like he scooped it up with a matzah or a challah and he ate it that way. Because there's some borderline cases. I'm not saying applesauce is a borderline case, but it's one of the candidates for a borderline case. And my father always ate it with challah together. But we'll see, probably in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the type of things that the halacha recommends, you eat it directly with the bread. But I'm not aware that it's in the...
It's not.
Nice, no. Sorry.
You go to a
chasna,
you wash before the shmor.
You do? Who does that?
What?
You wash before the shmorgas board?
Yeah.
If you do that, you're saying people usually don't do that.
I don't know. I've been to many where they serve hot dogs.
Franks and blankets?
No, real hot dogs.
With buns?
Yeah. Hamburgers.
Can you get me invited?
For sure.
Okay.
Next to our American friends.
Yeah. So you like wash, it. Yeah. And then they bench?
What? No.
Then they go into the regular meal. Yeah. Okay, so they start their meal that way.
So, I mean, you're pressing at the smorgasbord, you know, like, and then there's an appetizer, then there's another appetizer. You're talking about a real 5-course meal here. By the time they get to the main meal, you really, you can't even say it's tough to remember. You have the salad, the fish.
I have not come across a posek. Maybe there is. I've never come across a posek that suggests that our change, that your eating habits will change that, like, excuse the pun, that staple in halacha that everything's secondary to the bread. I mean, if it's not, dessert is not secondary to bread. But to say that a regular course, like, it's not secondary to the bread because the bread was like an hour ago, I never saw it anywhere.
But you eat a kazayas, right? You have to eat a little piece of
bread. Yeah, a kazayas.
Bread.
A kazayas. You have to eat a kazayas. I think it's a shaila in the Mishnah Berurah, whether less than a kazayas has this quality. And there's an amount of bread that you don't bench on, whether it has the quality of everything being secondary to it. I think it's a suffix in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, I have to go. Does anybody go anywhere near Pomeranz bookstore ever?
I have one.
J.C.